This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Young guys, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Talking Heads with Marty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Thursday, December 22nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Let me get this out the way real quick. Nassau, don't forget to be reminded, John West Shoe Company is finally here all the way from Freeport, Grand Bahama. They're here to put shoes on your feet, all right? They got shoes for the entire family. Be sure to check them out, all right? Today, in the plaza behind Wendy's, Carmichael Road West, give them a call, 603-SHOE. That's the John West Shoe Company. In New Providence. All right. It's Thursday, people. And listen, I'm going to open up the lines today. All right? You know, we got the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242 World Budget Quest by Fine Threads coming up. That'll be followed by the Buzz by John Shoes. I'm going to break down all the goodness going on. You know, at Fine Threads, this holiday season, and John's, all right, as we get into both those segments. But I'm going to open up the lines today because a lot has transpired in the last 24 hours. All right, so we opening it up, and we got two big topics to talk about today. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. And here's what we are opening the lines on. In less than 24 hours, this we'll be talking about now. I need to know your take on SBF. Mr. Producer, you see, yesterday this time, you were just saying he had been extradited, paper signed, out of here, out there from Odyssey Airport, gone out in an ambulance. Snuck him out, did whatever they wanted to do, gone. Shows up today in court in the United States after, you know, talking with his lawyers last night or whatever, you know. Shows up today, $250 million bail or bond. And if you know his background, his family background, that's a signatory right there. That's a signature. Boom. And he's on house arrest. Now, you move $2 billion, allegedly. You move $2 billion, pay $250 million as you get out of jail free. Well, that's a pretty good deal right there. But oh, now, he's at home. You got to talk to the feds. You got to talk to everybody. People talking on him. You don't think you can talk on people? Get your popcorn. As the youngsters say, this could be a movie. They about to have a movie go down. So let me know. What's your take on this whole situation? And the next thing is, Boxing Day Junkanoo tickets sold out. This is according to Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mr. Mario Bole. Sold out. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
What's going on, Jeff?
Right here, my brother. Right here, my brother. You're paying close attention to this case?
Listen, now, Jeff, if I've been paying close attention, I've been on this from the break. Let me give you all something to work on over the weekend.
Boy,
you tell Uncle Naughty, you all tell Uncle Naughty come Tuesday when you come back, you know, what's significant about Moonstone, all right?
Yep. It was so quite
and
interesting.
And I've been asking that question in the chat group for a couple of weeks now, but I don't think people are going to pick up, but you're going to pick up soon. Watch and see.
You're going to pick up very, very soon. You know what caught my interest? It caught my interest how quickly the so-called co-conspirators decided to plead guilty, and I want to know what kind of plea deal was cut for them to turn state's evidence. You know, I think primarily for us here in the Bahamas, you know, we want to know who these 1,500 persons are.
But we want
to know everybody else who's connected to this, who are influential in this thing, because someone made a statement this morning on an earlier show that this man paid off, apparently made pledges to both the Democrats and Republican bodies, but
listen,
he had mums to work here.
No, hold on.
Go ahead.
It is a known fact that he contributed to the Democratic campaign fund. Known fact.
Yep.
And in the dark, he contributed to the Republicans. And when I say in the dark, he did it under a false name or company or so on and so forth. He didn't put his name on it, but he donated. So he got friends on both sides of the track, Jeff.
And you don't think he have friends on both sides of the track, yep?
Of course. That's why I want the chips to fall where they may, so we can see everybody who was involved.
Well,
and that'll force us to get to a Freedom of Information Act with teeth that works, finally.
Well, even with the Freedom of Information Act, Naughty, from what I was made to understand, that the Freedom of Information Act may give you some information, but they're also able to withhold certain information.
Yeah, you give me what I need, make it easy with that, and I'll figure out the rest. You already know it. I'm figuring it out without a Freedom of Information Act, so that ain't going to be too hard.
I know what you mean. Let me close on this one point here. You know, let the chips fall where they may. I'm waiting to see how much this canary is going to sing. Everybody is saying that what he has to say may not have any bearing on this jurisdiction, but I beg to differ.
Hey, Jeff, hold on. If he knows he got two former colleagues flipped on him, you don't think after $250 million bail, house arrest, he ain't putting his story together? He ain't putting his song list together? He ain't about to sing his set of classics, the best of?
Well, he should be able to sing a classic song after this, and then the movie and the book deals should come out shortly thereafter. So let's see how things go.
Or he might end up the route of the Barefoot Bandit. He might end up working for the FBI or the CIA. What do you say?
Well, you never know. He might be that inside informant to go deep into crypto and the other stuff to see what's going on. That's a possibility.
There you go, man. Have a good Christmas if I don't talk to you tomorrow, man. All right? Be safe.
You too, my brother.
All the best.
Okay,
all right,
man. Take it easy.
So there you have it, SPF. We take more calls, and I'm going to take more texts on that, but the other big thing, Junkin' New Tickets sold out. My question is, who y'all really going to see on Boxing Day? Who y'all selling out all these tickets to see? Now, it's been a minute since we had Junkin' New, but who y'all really going to see? Y'all going to see the family? Y'all going to see the Roots? Y'all going to see the Valleys? Or y'all going to see the Saxons? I want you to chime in and let me know, you know, who's going to take it on Boxing Day. It's been a minute. We haven't had this candid discourse. We haven't talked some Junkin' New smack in a while. We know the Valley come out of retirement, and they probably come out of retirement in new ways to cheat the Saxons. See, I just set it off. So y'all, you know, y'all chime in. Let me know who y'all going to beta see. It ain't SBF because he's gone. So you can't see him. But who y'all going to see? I know where Sparky going. The Gremlin going to see the Valley. Drink some brown bottles and go see the Valley. I must not start today. Valley or nothing. Well, cheaper you stick with nothing because y'all gets nothing. All right? Hey, what happened to that Super 8? Okay, why y'all running to retirement? Y'all come out of retirement to get beat back into retirement by the Saxons. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nutty, what's up?
What's going on, Big Dave?
Yeah, I could talk today. You know, I ain't in trouble, though. I'll be good. I could talk.
What you got to say, man?
I mean, your topic is a Sam Bankman Fried.
Oh. Boy, Nutty. Look here. I thought you was calling the Dog Valley and the thing of mine. You want me boss around me?
No, man. Nutty.
So what you got? What you got, Dave?
Just one word. The eggs on the face of certain people in the Bahamas. Because guess what? Sam Bankman-Fried, members know the indictment came for Southern District of Manhattan. True or false, right?
Okay, go ahead. And your point?
No. The point is, it came in 2019, okay?
All right.
On the real, this thing has nothing to do with the family. We all know Sam Bankman-Fried is a corporate witness, and he is there to bring down the billionaires all over the world. So, for all people who are trying to dong this newly government of Hamas, egg in their face, okay?
All right. But Gabe, you all got some egg on your face, too. Because you all should have done your due diligence. If you knew from 2019 that he had issues, why you all welcome him in with arms wide open, eyes wide shut, red carpet, courted the man, endorsed the man, say everything was cool, talking every photo op opportunity to PIP and Brave Davis, the PM is creased right up with Sammy. So you all got egg on your face, too? And we collectively as a country, because of him and the antics and the lack of due diligence and the PRP not closing the loopholes in the Dare Act that the F&M left, we got 90 on our face. So I don't know what you're running on with there. You still my boy. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that good stuff. But don't try to spin it. No, sir. Uh-uh. No, sir. Some more due diligence was done. You could have prevented that. Because you're going to say, hold on, what's going on here with this guy? And why that sudden move from Hong Kong? You know? But anyway, Dave, you're my boy. Do some homework, man. Call me next week and tell me what you know about Moonstone, since you know so much about SBF all of a sudden. Naughty, do you believe some donated to different Junkanoo groups? If this did not happen with FTX, I guess some symbol of this company would have been on some of the costumes. I guess. What do you think? Man, look here. If the ish didn't hit the fan and they sponsored the Junkanoo Group, I'm sure you'd see the logo on a costume or so, just like every other sponsor has a logo in the costumes. That's what you do, though. If you have a sponsor, you put their logo in it. That would be the norm. And if things weren't things right now and the ish didn't hit the fan, you know, his name would still be on Miami Arena and a couple of other places. A couple of the stadiums they were all over. Well, they would have still been up there. Hey, Naughty, if FTX ish wouldn't hit the fan, it would have been a God Junkanoo theme. FTX would have been... it would have been all FTX. Jesus. Anyhow, I like this combination. You know, SBF meets Junkanoo. I'm sure if the ish didn't hit the fan, you'd have probably seen when Bobble had an SBF on Bay Street in one of them costumes. What do you say, Mr. Producer? You would have seen one of them, right? If you don't have everybody else, you may as well have had SBF. Boy, I tell you. So, I still don't hear too much from the Valley, though. I got one or two little texts from the Valley. I got a couple from the Saxon, you know what I mean? So, you know. We'll see. You're all hot up today, though. I can't tell you where to lie. Ooh, look at this one here. Boy, look here. I don't know if I should read this one. Naughty Day, my new day government dropped the ball with some of the FTX, I believe now. We will find out what we need to find out. Too much all for me, baby, people in this country. All about the greedy and not about the needy. Yes, sir. I think, you know, we keep falling for it as a nation. You know, we see money and promises of money, and some of us just lose it instantly. Blind. Giddy. So, yeah. Let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Got the first one under the belt. Get back into it. And don't forget, man, as we get to the break, a couple of things for you. FYI, I'd like to keep you in the know and, you know, get you where you want to go. As far as our Fine Threads, remember Fine Threads got the 12 Days of Christmas going on. And on the, it's today, yeah. On 12 Days of Christmas, it's the 10th day of Christmas at Fine Threads. And today you got 30% off belts, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or you could do your shopping online, simply log on to, you know, finethreads.com. All right. And, of course, with John's Shoes, they always bring you the buzz each and every day. John's reminds you, that, you know, they got you hooked up right in time for the holidays. Great selection and great prices to meet whatever your holiday wardrobe needs may be. Parties, church, dinners, clubs, or the beach. John's has something for women, men, or children. All right, and don't forget small toys for the children while supplies last, in addition to small appliances and cookware as well. And don't forget, you know, Sperry, Timberland Pro, and Clarks, just in time for men for the Christmas. And ladies, full bevy for you guys. Flats, pumps, heels, sandals, all that good stuff. Check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. And remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be back at you with the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All right, and we'll continue to keep the lines open. Let me know your take on SBF and John Canoe. Who is it? Roots, family, valley, or Saxon in your belly? Holla at your boy. We'll talk about it on the flip side of the break as the Thursday, December 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Off the holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Percy Simon Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. Percy gets you in. 12 things to win. Right now, we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 things of cash must with Percy Simon Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
Your cast, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
Shiloh.
The Thursday, December 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And I got the global warming lined up. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And of course, you know, I'm going to get to that in short order. And let me get to the text lines real quick, because you know, I want to pick up some of y'all might have been chiming in on what we left off going to the break. So with that being said, let me look at these texts real quick. Naughty, I'm glad SBS has left the country, because we would have been the attention of the world as long as he is here. Additionally, he needs to expose all persons who were involved or made money during this scam, these crooks in parliament, and force them to resign. Naughty, here is where we have to be careful. We have to hope that our officials did nothing wrong, because our country's name is going to get dragged through the mud. And not just a political party or a group of wealthy individuals, but the Bahamas on top. I get it. And that's what I've been saying all along. The brand is going to take continued damage over and repeatedly. Nobody seems to get that or the significance thereof. So, yeah. Got to have a good look at how all of this plays out. You're not out the woods yet. No, sir. Not in the least. Now, let's get up into the global warming. We've seen them on the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And listen, KFC's done it for the Christmas again, people. That's right. No Christmas would be complete without a bucket of KFC. You know what I'm talking about. And make this a finger-licking good Christmas with the KFC Festive Feast Mega Meal, packed with 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in the new reusable bag. All right? It's waiting on you. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC. Like I said, waiting on you at your favorite KFC Nassau location. All right, let's see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Brought to you, of course, like I said, by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? Let's see. Let's see what we got. Pittsburgh Steeler Hall of Famer Franco Harris has passed away at the age of 72. I mentioned that yesterday when it broke on the show. Just 2 days before the 50th anniversary of what is called the Immaculate Reception. And they're going to retire his number this weekend, too, at that Raiders-Steelers game. Sad situation there. Disney stock having its worst year since 1979. Their CEO is talking about selling off ABC and ESPN. Wow. That's deep. In Afghanistan, the Taliban has officially banned women from attending college. I didn't ever think the Taliban could get more stupid than they already are, but there they proved it again. How misogynistic are they? All right, we're getting word that Rick Anderson, the bass player of The Tubes, died last week at the age of 75. That's the second member of the group to die this year, as Ree Styles passed away last April. Minka Kelly and Imagine Dragons' Dan Reynolds have been together quite a bit lately. Could be a new couple right there on the horizon. Meghan Trainor says it's a dream to get pregnant again in 2023. Bruce Willis' daughter, Rumor, announced that she's pregnant with her first baby. John Mayer says that since he's given up drinking and became sober, he's no longer dating, at least for now. Former Becker is out of prison now, but he says while he was behind bars, one tried to kill him. He probably lost money betting on you playing tennis, that's why. YouTube is said to be in serious talks with the NFL at becoming the home of Sunday Night Ticket, which would allow fans to watch games in other markets, not just what their local station is offering. So, yeah, and I think it's $2 billion a year. I think that might be coming to fruition as well, too. All right. A new Gallup poll says that only 31% of Americans would describe their mental health or emotional well-being as excellent. Wow, what would we do in the Bahamas, you know? And finally, Tom Cruise fans, he's in Norway filming his next movie, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, where he just performed his most dangerous movie stunt ever, riding a motorcycle off a cliff and base jumping to the bottom. He did over 500 practice jumps and filmed 6 actual jumps the day of filming. Tom Cruise is crazy. He's out of his mind. All right. So, we're out of the global warming, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Let's slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All brought to you, of course, by Dunkin'. And the holiday flavors are back at your favorite Dunkin' location. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, they are. Oh, yeah. You can't miss out on them. You got the lattes going on. Peppermint mocha latte. All right. The toasted white chocolate latte. And the new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte. All right. All of them going on for you. And don't forget, Dunkin's got a new twist on a holiday favorite, the new Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich. Layers of turkey, deli turkey, sliced, all right, piled up with Swiss cheese, arugula on a flaky croissant topped with mustard and cranberry sauce, and it's all good. Get it as a combo with popcorn poppers and a freshly brewed iced tea, all for $9, VAT included. Waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burnett Road with a drive-thru, East Street South with a drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, let's get up into the second break, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, and you address some of these texts. Now, you're all running out now. You're all really running out. You all need to have a little more respect for the Saxons, you know. All right? I see some of you all coming out of left field with your text. Bally's, I don't know where you all get all this mouth from. You all was just retired. How you all come out of retirement, so? Well, hold on. When you all retired, the F&M is in power. Now you all unretired, the PLP is in power. You all think this the Perry kind of vibe. You all go in for that. Oh, I see how you all go. Anyhow, I'm keeping my eye on you all, you know. Keeping my eye on you all. Anyway, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, man. Hold on. What mouth we have? Run the bell. Let me get to the break, Mr. Producer, because these valleys trying to come after me now. I can deal with them on the other side of the break, man. I have mouth all the time. I say, Saxon in your belly. All the time. From the Harlem Mason. What you talking about? Can't get them more Saxon than that. You all know when me Walla dance in the studio for you all today, because I dropped the Walla on you all now, you know. Don't make me Walla y'all, you know. Listen to me. I trying to behave. Let's get to the break. I have my Christmas eggnog yet, but when I get that, I can come in here tomorrow. Da Walla. Da Walla. Huh? Da Walla. You got any Junkin' music in the back there? You got any Saxon in the back there? I can wait for you to pull it up, and I can let the Saxon take me to the break. I can talk smack to these valleys who like cheat so much. Yeah. And you all roots and family, you all have done well, you know. I'm mad at you all. You all have grown. You all have ascended. But ain't nothing happening this go round. You all hold yourself. Maybe New Year's. Boxing Day, Saxon in your belly. You got Saxon ready, available, it's close by? My God, play it. Oh, Lord. Huh? That wasn't my name down by the dog the other night, eh? Bison over there. Oh, Lord. Turn it up. Use a valley. Turn it up. Listen to what you get on Boxing Day, all in your air hole. All over your large intestine. All over your small intestine. Through your liver. Through your gallbladder. Around your spleen. Over your Abdullah Umblong. God, we can kill you. We can have all in your belly. You hear that? You hear what that is? A Saxon in your belly. Play it. Don't say nothing. Y'all Valley's texting me today. I got one movie for y'all, you know. The movie coming on Boxing Day. And you be counting on like the Friday the 13th. Jason can show up as a Saxon and half kill the Valley. All around there talking fool. Talking at the side of your neck. Naughty, I don't think the Jungle New Committee should increase ticket prices. We are making our culture unaffordable for the regular person. Sad. Culture should be for free for all. I agree. You should, you know. Hey, let Sparky in, man. Sparky trying to call me, man. Let me talk to Sparkalicious. That's Freddy. Freddy is a Saxon, too. You didn't know that, eh? Jason coming to Mike, you all, and Freddy coming to slice and dice you all, the two of them. Freddy wear a hat, right? You know he used to wear a hat, Lord bless the dad, for the Saxon. The late Macaroni Peter Gilcutt, my good friend. That Freddy Krueger hat is for Peter. That's Peter hat. That's Macaroni hat. We going to jerk you all to pieces. Slice you all up like cheese. This is war time, you know. Dexter, I agree with your sentiment. Is it not easy true when the PLP in power, they prefer the Valley Boys to win both? Yeah, I believe so. Now, as far as a bunch of foreigners and the Saxons, I know nothing but that. Like a day, I know some foreign friends in the Valley, though. Hey, all right then. You ain't gonna go there, right? You ain't gonna go there. Listen, I don't have to tell my producer nothing, Dexter. He needs a volley. If you want to hear volley music, you should have volley music available. You have volley music available? All right. You know when we can play it? Never on this show. How about that? Say it off Aaron in the morning. Or Dwight. I will never play no volley on this show. I don't care how much you text. I ain't gonna tell my producer nothing. Hey, that's Sparky, and Sparky trying to call through. Sparky, call, man. What's going on? Sparky, if you don't see the phone, lighten up, man. You need to put minutes on your phone, Sparky. I pick who to call in, Sparky, not him. Look here. Sparky ain't no Saxon. Sparky's a valley, boy. That's just God showing you all. He don't even want to hear valley foolishness today. Let alone, naughty, you should not read these valley texts. I believe so. All right, this Sparky? Or whoever this is. All right. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is Raymond, man.
Hey, what's going on, Raymond?
All right, you, man.
Everything cool?
We need justice, law, and order in this country, Bahamas.
You ain't busting no corny.
Boy, let me show you something. You know, the central, the government girl, she's an inspector, right? She got one sergeant work with her, right? Guess what? He's a Haitian boy, and guess what? He don't like, soon as he hear my voice, he's slamming on the phone.
But you say?
Guys, do something about that.
Okay. Yeah, have you made a proper report to the complaints unit?
Well, guess what? Naughty, you believe I went to go there the day I went there, right? They won't let me pass. He was on duty there.
And he wouldn't let you pass?
He wouldn't let me pass.
Well, why he wouldn't let you pass? He thought you was bus corny.
Well, I don't know his problem. That's one stupid Asian.
Anyhow, stop that, man. Stop that, Raymond.
The truth.
Yeah, that's your opinion, man, all right?
My opinion. Look here.
And you're entitled to your opinion, man. But come on, man. We don't condone hate speech.
He's act that way.
Yeah, but you can't.
He's supposed to listen to me.
I understand that, but guess what? But you throwing them kind of slurs, that's, you know better than him for not listening.
No, I'm paying them, you know. They're getting my money.
I understand.
Not the $200+ what government is giving me, because that's enough to take care of me for a week. Thank God I'm able.
Okay, now see how you express yourself just now, so eloquently.
Those Haitians, I don't know where they're coming from. They need the white government putting them in place. Wake them for the Bahamian people.
All right, Brevin, you have a Merry Christmas. Don't bust no corn now.
Government getting our money too.
All right.
Okay, government didn't have any money. That's the public money.
All right, but you enjoy your Christmas, man, with your money. All right, Brayman? And don't bust no corn. Use my boy. Call me in the new year. Brayman, I get what you're saying, and you can say what you want to say. You can express yourself, but minus the hate speech, okay? I don't encourage calling anybody stupid or any race, creed, nationality, denomination. Some of these politicians, maybe, but you really shouldn't say it. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's about it. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break before Brayman busts a corn. But, yeah. Listen, look here. The Valley must get their group together. Must be about 14 or 15 texts from the Valley. Naughty, you're a hater. You all copy and paste this, eh? You all copy and paste this? I can't wait till the Saxon beat the brakes off you all Boxing Day. Let's go to the break. Let me work on some more smack talk for Boxing Day. I get in a Boxing Day, you know. I don't need no ticket. My face good. Watch. You all can see me right there. Cool. Don't you all know? I went to St. Andrews, baby. I got friends that own property on Bay Street, and we going on the roof to cocktail and watch John Caduce, so don't play with me. But look here, Saxon doing this one for Macaroni, but this for Peter Gilchrist, but this for Peter the Macaroni Gilchrist, boy, all in your belly. We having all kind of macaroni, big macaroni, Kraft macaroni, macaroni and cheese, tuna casserole and macaroni, all kind of macaroni. Macaroni can't done. The end of the macaroni, the soggy set, the hard set, the just all gone. The cheesy set all in your belly. Mr. Producer, play some Body Boys, please. My God. You got Texas calling and saying, I can call your boss. Make him play volley. Sparky, I have told you to call in a ton of times. Break it down, listen, bring it down a little bit. Sparky, why don't you try 325-4316? Or why don't you try 325-4259, Sparky? All right? You on 323-6232. Why don't you try 323-6232? That's what you want. Try 325-4316. 325-4259. And you can't be trying on, Sparky. I believe you don't have but 8 brown bottles because the phone ain't ringing. Mr. Producer, do me a favor. Dial 437-2072. Dial that for me. Dial it. You can call Sparky right now. 437-2072. Nah, we see what's there now. It ring it? Ask that if that's Sparky. Just tell him hold on and don't curse or nothing. Just hold on. They coming him now. We got Sparky connected. Let's talk to the goblin, babe. Just the body, what you playing now? Just the body, what you playing? No, man. Say it ain't so. Use the body and this is all you got? Boy, look here. You the body? Mr. Producer, use a volley? Just the volley which you playing? All right, play some volley, man.
You got it?
Yeah, Sparky, what's going on, man?
Boy, let me tell you something. You getting paid. You getting underneath the table pay for to promote the socks and things.
I's a hard socksman, but I do that for free, boy.
Man,
I do that for the love.
I
got friends in Mason, but I got plenty of friends in Mason Edition.
But you ain't grew up in that area.
I don't listen to me. I tell you another day, right? Who mentioned me politically? The late Stephen Daddy-O Mitchell. I asked Mason from Daddy-O, but you can't tell me nothing.
Daddy-O Mitchell? I tell you before. Look here. I tell you before. My mother, Granny Man Felton. She started the Valley Boys. She gave the Valley Boys their first sponsorship from Malcolm Gallstater on Bay Street.
From Mr. A.B. Malcolm.
A.B. Malcolm, my mother.
And I'll tell you something.
Hold on. I say, listen to this. I've been telling you all this for years. Gwendolyn Mercedes Joy Manspin the Fountain used to work with Mr. A.B. Malcolm, who was a joke of the world.
One of the greatest ever.
A white man. A white man was a joke of the world.
One of the biggest supporters of it.
Hold on. Look at that. I tell you all this before this history. My mother, Granny, gave Gus Cooper, Gully Inyas, and Freddie Duggan, Edward Fitzgerald, all the guys in the Valley Boys, their first 16 pounds, a box of cowbells, and a box of whistles at Kenman Street in the Valley to start the Valley Boys. I didn't say there was another joker group. They had another joker group in the Valley. Down in the bottom by Wolf Road with Mr. Edward Fitzgerald there. Dr. Off them uncle, right? Dr. Off them daddy had another joke in the group down in the bottom of the valley, down by Wolf Road, by Cleese them, but they was not named the Valley Boys. Gus Cooper and Tenman Street and my brother and all of them started the Valley Boys December 1958. I took the Valley Boys' first banner at 7 years old with Philip Box Fountain. We went down at Malcolm Gas Station, the palace. See, I'm giving you history, doggone Donnie. No hearsay. I was there. And let me tell you something, Naughty. This Boxing Day coming up will make 64 years that I went down on Bay Street every year. But I've been told with my doctor this time.
Because I socks and a half kid the valley and he don't want you to see it.
No,
that's
no,
why.
No. Naughty, I was told by my doctor, he said, Sparky, because I don't have a medical problem, he said, Sparky, don't go on Bay. I say, I go in if I have... Hey, Naughty, if I have to drop out on Rawson Square, I go in the Bay. My costume is being produced right now. The Goblin is coming to Bay. Hey, Naughty, you there?
I'm shocked. The Goblin is coming to Bay. One lap and going to drink.
Naughty, you there?
I there.
If I have to fall out in Rawson Square, and if Brad Davis and the Minister of Youth, Sport, and Culture, my MP, sitting there, if I have to block out on Bay Street in Rawson Square, Sparky will be on Bay. The Goblin coming.
I can watch. I can be right there watching.
Guess what? You only can watch because you love Junkanoo. But you ain't no junkanooa.
No, but hold on, Sparky. I never claimed to be a junkanooa. My love of junkanooa is watching y'all junkanooas laugh at y'all, make fun of y'all, talk smack, drink cocktails, eat good food, and eat sauce in the morning or boil fish afterwards. That's me.
So you like to look at us and laugh at us, eh?
And get off. You don't think I can get off on the Goblin? Wait till I see you in Rawson Square. I can get right off.
I have a junkanooa. Look here. I check it up right now, you know. I Naughty. I just come from home, Frederick.
But don't.
I just come from home, Frederick.
Breathe. Breathe. Don't fall out of my show. Merry Christmas. I got to get to the break.
Tell JJ. Hey, let me tell you something. I can tell you about history. You all let a fool in the far city, but the Stockton City come in. That day come in, started in the front of Stop and Shop.
Wait, look here.
The
cuts to the socks and the put on you could be long, 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 just like Eddie Baird, baby.
No.
Long.
The socks and speech in the Valley Boys is a political thing. See, this costume, they don't string this Junkanoo.
You, okay, Sparky, thing. I go into the break because anybody cheating Junkanoo more than the Valley Street just acting.
Hey, look here, Dottie, they don't string this Junkanoo thing.
I go on.
They make sure the socks is win.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, Saxon in your belly.
Hey, one of them go in, but this is a political thing.
You done no cuts can come in, so you're trying to lay the foundation already. You're trying to get damage control done. Let's go to the break and then to the news. Saxon in your belly.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a good Christmas with KFC.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Reality, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Off the holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical...
Let it play. That's all right. We'll be back with you on the Thursday, December 22nd edition. This is what you call struggle Junkanoo music. You hear that they struggling? Play. Listen to they struggling. Listen, that's over. Sound like elephant farting, like elephant pumping. Oh, it sound pumpy. Oh, God. Y'all can't be serious with this, though. Struggle Junkanoo by the Valley. And see, they agree. Boy, y'all socks and chalk, that's what y'all are. That crowd's so dead, you can't even better have a drunk people by fish fry, baby. What y'all trying to do? Y'all can't fool nobody with that, you know. Y'all can't fool nobody with that. Man, come on, man. You're that too, and then that I do. Boy, this could be good. This could be good. I can't wait to see Sparky with the brown bottle in Rawson Square, too, but this could be sweet. I got to find me a hat, though, to tribute to my boy Peter Macaroni Gilcutt. I got to get me, like, a real Junkanoo hat. I could change it up every year. That could be my tradition. You know? And all I could do it is, y'all ain't going to see me at 2, 3 in the morning. No, I could be home drinking my Jack Daniels, getting ready, preparing myself. But then you see when that 5 o'clock hit, and you see me at them bleachers in Bay Street, and y'all ain't know how I get there. That one could be over. We can be talking the most smack. And you never know. Like I said, I've gone to St. Andrews. I'm an alumni. I have friends that own businesses downtown. I will go on the roof and cocktail with them, with my Eastern Road friends. None of my sock friends can offer me that kind of stuff. I heard Pearly chime in. That's why he threw that low blow, because he's old Valley too. Or his girlfriend is a Valley, so now he's a Valley. He used to be a Chippenham, you know. Yeah, I don't. But I could be on the roof, I'll tell you that. Mm. Anyhow, Brady, what's good, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm the quiet guy. What's happening?
Listen to him kind of play. You know, this Saxon cutskin coming fast, but.
Who getting cutskin? The Saxons getting cutskin?
No, babe. No,
who,
sir.
Who getting cutskin?
No,
who getting cutskin?
Sir. The Valley.
Oh, okay.
Oh, listen to him trying to play it off. You hear me? He hear that pumpy music
no,
just
I'm
now.
Neutral. I'm neutral. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I'm very neutral in this parade. I'm very neutral.
Oh, you've been told to be neutral in this parade.
No, I have a role I'm playing, so I can't have any favoritisms. I really don't care who wins. I just want them all to do it right and follow the rules.
Oh, you have a role that you're playing? Are you a judge this year?
No. I'm not a judge. No, not at all.
All right. So, listen, Mr. Producer, let's look out for Peter and Jay. They're going to be chiming in a second. We're talking bodybuilding real quick with them as we get into the holidays. And Purdy, don't go far because, you know, we got to talk football tonight, you know, football over the next couple of days. You know the college bowl games that are coming down the pike over the next couple of days, my brother?
The guys you pulled for got their pants beat off them last night.
Oh, South Alabama? I thought you told me you liked South Alabama, too.
I did. 24-23.
So they got cut skin last night, right?
No, that wasn't cut skin. They got beat to powder. 44-23. They get beat by 3 touchdowns.
And who beat them again?
Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky.
I think did Western Kentucky play the Bahama Bowl one time?
Yes, they did. That's what I was just about to say. And listen, they're not a bad program. Now, I think if South Alabama took some scut skin, that meant a lot of their players already going into the draft didn't play in the bowl game. Because they were quite good this year. And they beat the brakes off a lot of people. I won some money with them on parlays a couple of times. So trust me when I tell you. That's
well, you got Baylor and Air Force tonight. So that should be interesting. Baylor's a 3-point favorite.
Right? Boy, listen, Baylor got a good defense, but Air Force takes the air out of the game. They run the football ridiculously.
I know. That's just like, okay.
They got like 3 rocks that run the wishbone. The quarterback runs. It's like he throws maybe 5 times a game. 3 times to the tight end over the middle and 1 deep strike to the wide receiver down the sideline. If they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't.
Yep.
That's going to be a boring game. That's going to be an ugly game.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, I hope it all works out for a good couple of days of bowl games. You know what I mean? Over the next couple of days.
So, then Friday, you got Louisiana and Houston, and then you start sweetening up Wake Forest and Missouri.
Wake Forest and Missouri is going to be a good game.
Yeah, then Saturday is Middle Tennessee and San Diego State. But
that's
going to
be a good game, too.
Saturday. So you got a lot of NFL games on Saturday, so you're not going to have that many.
But we're going to run them all down tomorrow when we do our picks. But let me get you with today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Then we'll slide to the home court, brought to you by Burger King. That's where we will have our interview with Peter and Jay talking bodybuilding. But just keep them down the yard because, you know, Peter beating the change cup bad and deafening me in my radio. So, yeah, let's jump on in. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chauvin Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, Naughty Johnny's got you hooked up for the holidays, all right? They got that Christmas menu going on. That's right. You don't want to miss out on it, all right? And be sure to check them out. December, that's going to be tomorrow, Friday, December 23rd, and Saturday, December 24th, okay? You got turkey and ham with gravy, yams, red beans and rice, potato salad, stuffing, cranberry sauce, cheesecake with blueberries, all of that, $28.95 VAT included, all right, at Naughty Johnny's. So get your Christmas on at Naughty Johnny's. My mouth done watering. I'll be there tomorrow before my remote. Birdie, you want to play?
Damn, that sounds good.
Hold on.
Real good to me.
Hold on. All right.
Put all the keys away. Turn the radio down. Turn the AC down.
Yeah, we coming to you in a second, Peter. We just want to get into the in sports history out there, and then we coming right to you. For the home court, brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And, of course, we're going to have our conversation with Peter, like I said, and Jay Johnson. You know, he's our pro bodybuilder, no stranger to the show. We're going to get caught up with him just coming off a competition, getting ready for the new year. So we're going to have a quick conversation with him, and then we'll get to the break. And then on the flip side of the break, you know, we got some games to pick, you know, for later on tonight. And in the NBA, NFL, yeah, it's a good night. It's a good night for sports.
So, need Lawrence to get off the night. Let's get off, Trevor.
Purdy, boy, I don't know, but I'm hoping for, wait, hey, Purdy, look here, the Jets ain't no joke, and the weather cold, buddy.
I'm not talking craziness, man, all right? You got nothing for the Jets. Nothing.
Listen,
nothing.
Purdy, I rooting for you. You win, I win.
Do today
I rooting for you.
Please. Don't get yourself in trouble. Don't jinx me. Do today in squad, please. Please don't jinx me.
Okay. Just how
The Jets have an awesome defense, so the Jets ain't no pushovers.
Do today in squad, please, Naughty.
All right. Let me get this out today. No interruptions, guys. Let me slide through this. Today in sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's and no jinxing of Purdy's quarterback tonight in fantasy, Trevor Lawrence. We're rooting for him here and all. 1877, the American Bicycling Journal went on sale for the first time. And when did it go out of copy? 1877 is 1894, the United States Golf Association was formed in New York City, the USGA. 1920, Joe Lynch beat Peter Herman in the first blow-by-blow radio cast of a boxing match. 1943, sporting goods manufacturers received permission to use synthetic rubber for the core of baseballs. 1962, Vince Lombardi, coach of the Green Bay Packers, was on the cover of Time magazine. 1962 as well, the 1,000,000th NBA point was scored. 1974, Phil Esposito of the Boston Bruins scored his 50th goal as a Bruin. The New York Islanders in 1983 scored three shorthanded goals against the Washington Capitals. 1986, Joe Paterno was named Sportsman of the Year by Sports Illustrated magazine. Only time a coach had won the award. But did he know what his defensive coordinator was doing? I don't know if he won Sportsman of the Year if he knew what Sandusky was doing all that time. 1993, the Dallas Mavericks lost their 20th consecutive game in a 20-game streak. Losing streak, that is. 1996, Cordell Stewart, slash, of the Pittsburgh Steelers ran 80 yards for a touchdown against Carolina. It was the longest scoring run by a quarterback in NFL history. 1996, Vinny Testaverde of the Baltimore Ravens became the 8th quarterback in NFL history to pass for 4,000 yards and throw at least 30 touchdown passes in a single season. 1996, Karl Malone of the Jazz became the 11th player to get 20,000 career points and 10,000 career rebounds. 1996, Brett Hull became the 24th player in the NHL history to score 500 goals. Brett and his father, Bobby, became the first father and son combination to score 500 goals apiece. 1988, the ABL, the American Basketball League, announced that it was suspending operations and filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And your sports quote, when you're playing against a stacked deck, compete even harder. Show the world how much you'll fight for the winner's circle. If you do, someday the cell phone will crackle off a fresh pack, one that belongs to you, and the cards will be stacked in your favor. Pat Riley. There you have it. All right. That's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And let's slide into the home court right now, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, you could ride into the new year in a brand new car, courtesy of Burger King Nassau and Easy Car Sales. Fill out your favorite, upgrade your favorite Burger King combo, all right? Fill out the form correctly, get it in the box, and you got until the 28th, well, actually the 27th, the drawing's on the 28th, to have your shot at winning a brand new BYD 2022 Han EV electric vehicle, courtesy of Easy Car Sales and Burger King Nassau. So get into your favorite BK today, upgrade it, fill out the form correctly, and you may be driving off in a brand new car on the 28th. All right. So with that being said, home court, all things local, let's chime on in. We got Peter Rahim, no stranger to the show, along with our good brother. Of course, you know he's our pro bodybuilder, one of the few to have a pro card in the country doing his thing. And welcome to the show. Glad to have you guys back, as always. Jay, what's going on, man?
Oh, hey, it's good, man. It's nice to be back here, man.
So get us caught up. What's been going on with you, man?
Man, I just did like two competitions, like probably three weeks to a month ago. I did the Atlantic Pro Championship, which I came in first place. And I qualified for the MPC show, which is a championship. And I made the second lineup, but I didn't come in the top five, because that championship, I actually went against like 30 guys. So it was a really intense competition. That was the second one I did. But, you know, all in all, it was
but you came top 10 in that, though, right?
Yeah, I was in the top 10, but I just didn't make the top five for
but
the second
all right,
one.
Man. You, man,
the first
listen,
show
man.
I did.
You won the first one. You came top 10 in the second one in an intense competition, man. Things going well for you, brother.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. And that was really good. Competed in the second competition, won competition around the world to qualify for that. And I was the only being that qualified for that show.
So basically, you had to be a champion to qualify for that show. So you're up against all champions from around the world.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And you downplayed it. You came in the top 10. Come on, man. You did well. That's really good. So
yeah,
what's 2023 got lined up for you? What's on the calendar?
Well, I'm back off season now. I'm just going to focus on bringing up certain body parts. Just focusing on my family, my kids right now, and my priorities. And then later on next year, I'm going to probably do like two or three shows.
Jay, I have a question. What is the mindset now going into 2023? With, you know, you said you finished the top 10. What is the mindset now that you've gotten a taste? Is there a game plan, so to speak, as to what you're going to do to get in the top five, or maybe just to win the whole thing?
Well, pretty much the game plan for next year is just to bring up spots. So that's pretty much it. My conditioning was on point. Just that, because the guys I went against been competing for like 10 years, 20 years, and I just got into the sport. So it's still going to take me some time to get to that point, you know, growing my body parts. But I did really, really good for my first try.
Is there a different approach now than there was when you first got into it? Leading up to it, there's a different approach now that you've been there and you've experienced the competition itself. Now, is there a bit more savvy to it now than there was going into it?
I did my own work when I did the competition. Pretty much, I just need to bring up just some more body parts. Just brings just a little more thicker muscle density to the competition. That's pretty much it. I still have the V-taper. I still have the shoulders, the back. That's a little more density to my muscle. And that's pretty much it. But I think that's going to take time. But I'm going to do it again next year, God's willing. Give it a try again and see what happens, you know.
As you and I both know, half of this is nutrition. Is there a change now to your diet for the show or for 2023, or you're right where you need to be from a nutrition standpoint?
Well, my nutrition, nothing's going to change pretty much. Just have to be consistent with my meals and probably add a meal or two extra, because I normally have like six meals a day. But I'm going to try to push for this off season for like eight meals to nine meals a day till competition time, to really try to keep that meal in, to try to build more muscle, pretty much.
I see. What would be your advice to people who see you, right, and are like, you know what, I want to get into that. I think that's a competition that I want to party. A Bahamian who has two pro cards like you do, and what would be your advice to that young man or that young woman?
My advice would be like, you know, just give it a try. Start with our nationals. You know, we have a bodybuilding show here in the Bahamas. Give it a try. Get your feet wet in that novice category. And, you know, if you're interested in it, then, you know, go. I would recommend anyone to give an international show a try, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen, you know, and that's what I did when I got my pro cards. I just gave it a try, brought my best package, brought my conditioning, and, you know, just got a pro card, you know. But I think that's a nice physique, pretty good. So compared to everyone else in the States, you just got to give it a try.
How about competition? Go ahead, Peter.
I was going to ask, who are the other bodybuilders in the Bahamas who, in a way, came before you and helped to pave the way? You want to, you know, some names?
First and foremost, I'd like to say Joel Stubbs, the president of the Bahamas Bodybuilding Federation. You know, he's one of the only Olympian that's made it to the Olympia stage. He did a lot for bodybuilding era. Second, I would say Lorraine LaFleur. You know, she's one of the best female bodybuilders right now, women's physique. She's actually a professional bodybuilder as well.
Without a doubt.
She's one of the best in the Bahamas. I'll be real. Like, no one could really see her from a female point of view, honestly. And, you know, Joe taught me a lot. Lorraine taught me a lot. You know, I've learned so far, and I'm still learning, you know. But, you know, I've been doing good as I absorb the knowledge, and I've learned my body myself. I learned how to get myself ready for shows, and, you know, I've been doing really good.
And speaking of shows, what you got lined up, because we got to get to the break now, but speaking of shows, what you got lined up for 2023 as far as international competitions? Anything on the horizon early in the year?
I won't say early of the year, but I'll say ending part of the year. I'm going to give the NPC Nationals a try again, the same one I did when I came in the top 10. That for sure.
So you gotta dedicate the whole year just to build to that.
Yes, sir, most definitely. And a third show, I'm not sure yet, my third show, but those two shows for sure, I'm going to give a try again. And, you know, I'm still going to be assisting with the national shows over here, because we're going to be having nationals here in next year, which is our novice and nationals.
So what about training? You still do your personal training?
Yes, most definitely. I'm still training. I'm still actually coaching people, if anyone's interested in coaching for competition, men physique, female bikini figure, you know, whatever category you're looking for. I'm trying to encourage a lot of young dudes and young ladies to give it a try, and you know, never know what's going to happen.
All right, and how can folks reach you to set up training sessions or to get involved with bodybuilding?
Well, anyone can reach me on my cell phone. It's 432-5165. You can easily WhatsApp me, and then we can go from there if you're interested in competition prep, you know, for competition or training or weight loss, muscle building, stuff like that. You know, I'm going to assist you as best as possible, you know.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, buddy.
This is a scenario. This is a pretty good-looking 60-year-old man, 40, 45 pounds. So he doesn't want to, he don't want no mass, but he needs to, like, you know, tighten up, you know, a little bit. What would you suggest one of the first one or two things he would do to start tightening up, you know, the chest and area, stuff like that?
Nutrition is 80% of your transformation. So I'll pretty much say make sure the nutrition is pretty much clean. No junk food, minimize the sugar. Want to incorporate weight training to target the chest area, and then you incorporate cardio, you can get to where you need to be. But the most important thing is nutrition. That's 80% of your transformation.
All right. Gotcha.
All right. Well, you know, we got to get to the break now. But, Jay, I appreciate you chiming in, bringing us up to snuff. And always stay in touch with us in the new year. Let Peter know what you need to get on. Let's keep bodybuilding out there and keep us, you know, up to snuff on the local competitions that's going on, so we can highlight some of the other bodybuilders that are coming up through the ranks that need that spotlight on them. All right?
Most
and I want to wish
man.
You
yes,
and your family an awesome Christmas and a happy new year if I don't get to talk to you, bro.
Yeah, thanks, man. You too, man.
All right, so we're going to get to the break, man. On the flip side of the break, we're going to talk some football. We got a big NFL game tonight. We got the Jags and the Jets. So Peter and Earl, y'all can get back into that conversation. Talk some NBA.
Jags and the stinking lousy.
We got Rich Eisen today with his picks as well. And the games to watch this weekend to take us home in the final 10. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Thursday, December 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 and you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Diamond Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 things to win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very merry Christmas. Diamond Games can take care of your wish list. 12 things of cash must with Percy's Diamond Games. It's the game you know, with the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller.
until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Hi, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Your cast, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Thursday, December 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 5:35 p.m. is the time, and let's get into it right now. Time to get into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Gyros. And big up to Chef Carmen and the crew over there, Tropical Gyros, second location, open and gyrating for you, all right, over there on JFK R&D Plaza. So you have the Mackie and Rosetta Street location open until 6 p.m., and then you have the JFK location open until 8 p.m. So definitely got the chance to get your gyro on.
I got to go check that out. I got to check that out. I thought they were closing the ticks as well.
You need to take your better half down there, but she can love you for that, babe.
Craggy. So one is food, that's everything. Be good.
Crack lobster.
Once it tastes good.
Crack lobster gyro.
Wait, let's talk. You sound as you talking crack lobster thing, but let's go on, yeah.
You could do that in the fryer. You could do that in the air fryer, babe.
I've done it.
How it come out?
Anything I touch has come out good. If I cook 100
things, let me guess. It was honey glazed too, eh? Honey garlic.
No. It was a spicy crack. The spicy, you know, seasoning.
Right.
And a little bit of a touch of something in it. But you know, honey. I like to do the honey glazed pork chop, honey glazed chicken. I just like that. But I have other recipes that I do. I do a stuffed breast of chicken with spinach and three cheeses. Really good.
Have you had hors d'oeuvres before?
Say it again?
Have you had hors d'oeuvres?
See? But wait, why do you keep trying to get me things I won't be in my?
Okay, let's keep it. Let's have the Jags, and we got the Jets playing tonight, man. So, who you guys like in the game?
Where's Peter? Is Peter gone?
Hey, Peter, are you there, or are you still in the background?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm right here soaking up
the air fryer secrets, buddy, writing them down.
Oh, writing them down.
When I get my air fryer, I can start with a good lead because of Earl's air fryer knowledge, buddy. You gotta be sharp in 2023, my man.
This game has a lot of ramifications tonight, though, fellas. You got the 7-7 Jets and the 6-8 Jags. If the Jags get the 7-8 and the Jets get the 7-8, the Jags now are in the playoffs.
Yeah, and which means that Doug Peterson and all that money that GM spent shows that, you know, Urban Meyer really wasn't that good. And you get the right coach and add a few pieces with the right quarterback, and we all agree Trevor Lawrence is the right quarterback, you can make a quick turnaround. Now for the Jets, there are ramifications if they win this season, but also Zach Wilson, remember he got benched.
El Busto. Right? I think he's done in New York.
So he's got to show a lot. And if he doesn't,
Mike White's the starting quarterback, buddy. I mean, he's starting the game tonight, so
That's what.
No, Mike, he's out. Zach Wilson's song tonight.
Oh, they put Zach, all right, because I know up until yesterday, there was still a possibility that White was going to play.
But remember, they're really invested in Zach Wilson.
Yeah. But,
so they really want him to succeed, but as we all know from playing sports. Well,
if he's the quarterback, I like the Jags to win that game.
But, you know, it's who is producing. And if White's producing, you got to roll with White, which means what do you do with Zach Wilson? So
you know what annoys me?
Zach Wilson's career.
The Dallas Cowboys took Mike White in the fifth round a couple of years back. Had him in Dallas for a couple of years, let him go. And yet, you know, they like to scream about having a backup quarterback. There he was. Not that Cooper Rush didn't, you know, taking nothing from Cooper Rush. I'm just saying.
Cooper Rush is a stud, man.
Anyway, I digress. Jacksonville and New York tonight. I like the Jags' chances now that Zach Wilson is starting for the running game they could key on. And even though the Jags have a weak secondary, Zach Wilson doesn't have any chemistry with Garrett Wilson. Only person he really throws the ball to is Davis. He doesn't even use the tight end. So
yeah, Zach Wilson has tunnel vision. He throws like one or two people, and that's it.
I look for stagnation in the offense of the Jets tonight. The Jags are playing hot. They're coming in off beating the Cowboys. Let's be real. The momentum is there with this young Jacksonville team, and Doug Peterson knows how to get it done with this kind of team.
Well, Doug Peterson,
this is the perfect system for Trevor Lawrence, and in the last 4 weeks, he has had the best quarterback rating. Leading in just with one or two in every stat in the quarterback stat list in the last four. He's playing hot football right now. He's been winning a lot of fantasy games for me, so you know I'm kind of pushing for this.
I think when you look at Trevor Lawrence, I think it's possible he would succeed in any system, but you got to have the right structure around him. Because he was number one coming out of high school. We saw him play at Clemson. He was fantastic. But I think you need a functional team. And they have a functional team now. It's taking the team a little while to learn the new schemes, and they're beginning to get better. But Lonnie, like you said, Lamona's in the Jags' favor. And just like you said, Zach Wilson has tunnel vision. That was the complaint with many of the receivers. The one that's receivers that are there, it's White. Everyone gets the football. And they were happy with that. Not, you know, guys like, I had three catches all year. I'm better than this. But it's not me. It's Zach. You know, the Zach attack doesn't work for me. They got White in there, and guys were getting, they're getting catches, they're getting yards, and they were happy. Like, yo, give me the ball. Old Keyshawn, yo, throw me the ball. So I think you're right. Zach Wilson, for whatever reason, he's not where he needs to be. And the Jags have all the momentum. So I like both of you. I'd be shocked, stunned, if the Jags lose this game.
I like him to win the game tonight. I do.
I agree with you, Peter. I agree with you 100%.
I was leaning toward picking the Jets tonight, okay? All things considered with Mike White, you know what I mean? But if there's no Mike White, it's a no-brainer. I'm going with the Jags. And the reason why Mike White was there for the Jets, playing in New York, is a cold situation. Could get into a grimy, you know, thuggy kind of game, which I like New York in. Still may take that route tonight, but nonetheless, I don't think they get it done with Zach Wilson. We've seen the results with Wilson, so I got to go with the Jags. And like you said, Earl, Trevor Lawrence is the hottest quarterback in the NFL over the last 5 weeks.
You know what I find interesting is we look at these teams and we say, oh, this is Buffalo, this is the Jets, this is Seattle, but not Seattle because they don't be this. It's going to be an advantage to the Jets. And very few of those fellas who play for the Jets, born up there, they all play from all over the place. They practice in a closed dome. So they all have the same disadvantage as this, maybe the Florida teams, maybe because the Florida teams walking around in warm weather, then they're not practicing as opposed to the Jets fellas outside in the cold, not, you know, at normal times. Maybe the blood is thicker or thinner, maybe so. But I don't see the main, and then whatever heating or protection that the home team picks for itself in the stadium, they have to give to the visitors. So if the home team have 10 heaters, they have to give the visitors 10 heaters. You can't do it like before and leave it at a disadvantage. That's why what the Dolphins did was build a field like so, all the heat on one side, all the sun on one side and the shade the other side. Outside of that, you bring heaters in, you got to bring the same amount of heaters for the visitors. So it's no advantage there either. So I don't know why we keep talking about the cold weather.
I can answer that.
It wasn't a major factor against the Dolphins last week.
I can answer that for you. And it would help the Patriots for so many years. The ball, and I think, Naughty, I think basketball is a little bit different when it gets really cold, right? It's just heavier. I know footballs are like rocks, absolute rocks, when it gets really cold. And it's different catching the football, playing defense, and you're going for an interception, and the ball, like I said, it's just catching a stone, and it just hits your finger to jam your fingers. But that's why tonight, what could help the Jets is turnovers. And so you're like, I don't think they come from Trevor Lawrence, because he's a smart guy. He throws good passes right in the middle of your chest. So not a lot of chances there for the ball to get intercepted. But I think if you get fumbles on kickoff returns, punt returns, running backs fumble the football, I think that helps the Jets, because then Wilson doesn't have a lot of work to do. He doesn't have to go 80 yards. So barring that, I think the Jags win the game. But back to your point, it does make a difference. It makes a difference. It's just, catching a rock coming at you versus catching a football at 90-degree weather. It does make a difference. By the way, I'm just get a little plug in here. Earl, I watched the whole game between Buffalo and Miami. Very impressed with the intelligence of Tua. Very impressed with his intelligence. Okay? So I think he has a very bright future. It's the first time this year I watched a full game of him. Very impressed with his intelligence.
Cool.
It means
a lot coming from you, Peter. It really means a lot coming from you, Peter.
Oh, Tua?
Yeah.
Man.
Really smart quarterback.
I honestly believe if he stays healthy, he's gonna be the next Drew Brees. With more accuracy.
No, don't look at the stature. Look at the high IQ. His high football IQ puts him, and I'm gonna.
That means he's gonna be a good coach one day, but a busted quarterback.
No, it doesn't mean that. Drew Brees had an insanely high football IQ as well. Maybe I'm wrong there, and maybe Drew Brees, but he's definitely, if I had to pick 10 quarterbacks, in terms of just intelligence, he'd be in the top 10. I think he's ahead of Daniel Brown. He's ahead of Lamar Jackson. He's ahead of a lot of people.
Tua is ahead of who?
No, see, Naughty, you ain't listening to what he's saying. He's athletic ability.
Oh, yeah.
He never said No.
I heard what he said, and I'm sorry. But Lamar Jackson is up there, and he's an intelligent quarterback. He's a MVP, unanimous MVP. I can't let you do that. Lamar's done well because he's been given a crap show in Baltimore with some crappy offensive coordinators that don't know how to call the way out of a wet paper bag. You can't blame
him.
What
are you talking about? The entire offense is built around him. The offense in Baltimore didn't exist anywhere on planet Earth in history until Lamar Jackson got there. They went looking for what he did designed the offense around him. And Obi was here. Lamar Jackson's inability, and I've talked to my Jets brothers about this. We talked about this ad nauseum. And you're like, his inability to diagnose complex defenses and get the ball out under 3 seconds kills him, because his whole game.
Well, I ain't seen Tua diagnose a complex defense yet. He kept throwing down the middle of the field against the Chargers and got beat to pieces. What are you talking about, bro? That's fine. Let me take two out of this. Hold on, listen.
Like Lamar Jackson's on his own. Lamar Jackson's 4 or 5 years in the league, so he should be way ahead of where he is now. And that's what concerns a lot of people. Like, we don't see the growth. Whereas with Tua, and I'm just going to make it, with Tua, and I'm sorry if I'm raising my voice, but with Tua, you see like, hey, you know what? You're very intelligent. And that means that next year there's going to be another leap, then another leap after that. And that's what you're looking for. With Lamar Jackson, it's like, dude, how long have you been in the league? Ahead of it, and Naughty, you should definitely understand this, because when Dak came in the league, Dak's intelligence was ahead that of the average.
But hold on. Let me just make 2 points here. First and foremost, I never brought up my Dallas Cowboy quarterback, Dak Prescott. Never brought him up in this conversation. I had issue with what you said about Lamar Jackson. So that little incident what you just threw in there, Earl, that's pure petty dolphin shit because you trailing me by 2 games in this bet. Because Doc wasn't even in there, and I heard the comments, just because you're a quarterback. So sit your little dolphin behind down and let me deal with Peter. Peter, my point to the Baltimore Raven coaching
like
fan is... No, I just want to deal with you minimally because I deal with Peter right now. Now, my point is this, Peter, because we got to get to the break because we got the final 10 today with Rich Eisen and his games that he likes.
Right.
Point about the Baltimore coaching staff is, yes, you're right. They designed the offense around him so much to the point that he was a unanimous MVP, gets to the playoffs, and then what do they do when they get to the playoffs? Go totally against what got him there. And that's not his fault. That's my point.
Go against his situation. Go against him how?
They go away. They run different plays. They try different things.
They can't run in the playoffs because what the defensive ends do, the defensive end are rushing to contain. When they're rushing, they never rush past him. So they make sure they stay between him and the line of scrimmage.
But
so he can't run in the playoffs.
You still go away from what got you there, the screen game to Dobbins or Gus Edwards, the dink and dunks to Andrews. They still go away from that. And they force the reads and they force the plays. If they caught in the plays, you got to run them, right? But anyway,
Donnie, the defense he faced in the playoffs are disciplined defenses. Everybody played the Titans, and I was like, dude.
And who is it? You. Whose job is it to go against that and counteract that? The offensive coordinator, correct? To scheme up a game plan that's going to counteract what they're trying to do to take away the best things from your player. That's my only point. While when you was beating up on Lamar, it ain't really him. It's the offensive coordinator.
I agree, but they didn't score nothing. They weren't blanked out. They did have success offensively. They just didn't have enough success to win the game. And that's the difference.
Fair enough.
In other words, they weren't playing. Let me pick on a garbage team. They don't pick against the Bears defense.
All right, but Peter, we gotta get to the break because we got the final 10 today, but we will pick this up tomorrow on a Friday edition when we talk NFL. Fair enough.
Is there any chance that you'll be buying a Tua jersey next year, Naughty?
No, because I could burn one in short order. But a Merino one for sure. A Tua one, maybe. But no, I ain't gonna buy one. I don't need toilet tissue. I'm good. I know where I get it from on the regular. I don't need a Tua jersey.
I asked a question just to be clear where you stand. Now I know.
And he ain't coming to Dallas, so don't think that. He can stay right there in Miami. Purdy, enjoy your night with your better half. Enjoy whatever you chef up in the air fryer. Peter, thanks for chiming in. We will rendezvous tomorrow and do it all on the way home in the 5 o'clock hour. Flip side of the break, Rich Eisen's. Who to watch this NFL weekend is going to take you home. And we'll see you tomorrow on the Christmas Eve edition live from Duncan Carmichael on Talking Heads. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm coming for coffee tomorrow.
Be there tomorrow. And bring a bag and get your donuts too.
Okay.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you fall among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal, packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available for a limited time, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
This is Juan McCartney, and I am wishing you and your family all the happiness in the world this holiday season and all of God's abundant blessings in the new year. Here's to hoping you have a great 2022.
Your cast, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Some games this weekend, folks. Some games this weekend mean a ton. Again, that Saturday night game is going to mean a lot more than just a game. Again, Raiders at Steelers to celebrate the Immaculate Reception. But some other contests, Eagles and Cowboys, Jalen Hurts going to go. Vikings and Giants, how does that sound? Could be a potential playoff preview. There's a lot of teams hoping that the Vikings win this thing and send the Giants a little bit further back. Teams like the Lions, teams like the Seahawks. The Seahawks are in Kansas City. What a tough spot for them to try and bounce back. San Francisco's taking on the Washington Commanders. The Commanders are sitting there in the seventh seed. The Niners are hoping the Giants can trip up Minnesota so they could take the 2 spot. You know, you've got, again, the Jacksonville Jaguars against my Jets coming up tomorrow night. How big is that game? Jacksonville could take a step forward. The Titans coming back with Malik Willis right now. But they're taking on the Houston Texans. Will Derrick Henry get another 200-yard game against him? That's what he usually does. They need it. They need it more than ever with Jacksonville. No Trevon Walker, apparently, for him, the number one overall pick. Won't be heading towards Zach Wilson's direction. Detroit's in Carolina. Carolina's got a shot at Tampa, right? As great a shot as anybody in that division is Tampa. Everyone else is 5-9, but they're the only one with a win over Tampa, and they faced Tampa in the last week of the season, and the Lions are like, we need this. They want to go above 500. That's huge. That's big. The Baltimore Ravens, they need a dub. They need a victory to keep pace, one would think, with Cincinnati, the way that Cincinnati has been playing. Lamar is not spotted at practice today. And I'll tell you what, man, do they need him. They need him back in the worst way they need him back. And the Atlanta Falcons have some design on winning this division. Desmond Ridder going into the bank on Saturday. The 3 games on Christmas Day. How big are they? Tampa needs a win. It's a very McSorley Christmas, it seems, right? For the Arizona Cardinals?
It does.
Correct, Chris?
Yeah, Colt McCoy still in concussion protocol, ruled out. Trace McSorley.
Penn State's home run hitter.
Yeah.
Taking on Tom Brady. And the Bucs, that's the night game. The Broncos and Rams in the middle for our viewing pleasure. Then there's that first game. I want to linger on these 2 teams here. The Packers, we know, need it. They got to win out. 2 teams I want to talk about right here. The Dolphins and the Bengals. We talked about the Dolphins all season long, wanting to see Salty Tua, right? We need to see Salty Tua. We need to see him just really get that gumption. Tell everybody, you know, I hear what you're saying about me, but guess what? I'm friggin' Tua Tagovailoa, and you're not.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
That's right. But we said all along, as I had anointed Tua elite, and his numbers are elite quarterback, we talked about the Dolphins' final 6 games all along. That's what we said. Their last 6 games of this season are very difficult. And we'll see if that 8-3 record going into their final 6 games, how that would play out. Certainly when they had a 3-game road trip at San Francisco, at Chargers, at Buffalo. And they've lost all of the first 3. Going 500 in those 6 games, I think they would have signed up for that going in. But in order to achieve that, they got to win their last three. Home against Green Bay, at New England on New Year's Day, and then home for the Jets, who might need that desperately too. And losing at San Francisco, obviously, is not, no shame in that. That game against the Chargers, I think they'd wish they could have that one back. And all you say, you see from the All-22 folks is, the film watchers on Twitter, is that Tua had some shots against San Francisco and he missed them. And then he played maybe his best game of the year. Certainly the offense did as a whole in Buffalo.
They were great. I was really impressed.
They were very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive. And also showed, okay, if they got to go on the road in the playoffs, here we go. They might have to go to Buffalo again. They might have to go to Cincinnati. They may have to go to Baltimore. They may have to go, obviously, to Kansas City. So, in Cincinnati.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.